You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM, 1340 AM. Hopewell, Virginia. Wally and Ray are in the building. It's Falcons week. I know it's preseason, but I'm still excited. But I have to remember that this is All Skins Everything.
And yeah.
I got to keep myself together. I love the Skins too, of course. I've grown up here in D.C., but at the same time.
But your friends have pissed you off to make you dislike the
Skins. I'm a Falcons fan.
To make you dislike the Skins.
I'm going to remind you throughout this show that Patrick Ramsey defeated the Falcons in 2003. And that's the last time that the Redskins beat the Falcons. But you know what, though?
You were so pressed.
I'm sorry.
Why do you have to mention that?
But again, I am unbiased in the fact that I'm a Dwayne Haskins fan. Have been before I knew he was going to be a Washington Redskins.
You were day one dude when it comes to Dwayne Haskins.
Absolutely. And I also, again, I root for the team at times. Mm-hmm. I don't hate the Redskins. But when it's Falcons week, you know, I'm always.
Yeah,
I'm always on 1,000.
You ride with your squad.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Got to.
That's what you do. That's what you do. You ride with your squad. You ride with your homies. Subscribe to our podcast on Twitter. Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene. Hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook
page. Will T did not know what Stitcher was, which I wanted to laugh.
I know, right?
Like, it was so funny.
He did not.
Man, Will T, I don't know what internet he has. He must have got dial-up or something. He's missing some things, though.
You said he had dial-up? He has dial-up?
He's missing.
I don't know.
Maybe he's just so stubborn, like he don't want to change.
I don't think so. I don't think he wants to
change. He's got a cassette tape player, I'm sure. But the fact that he knows what Stitcher was, I thought was pretty hilarious. And you know what's funny is when we were on Eyes Radio, we were on Stitcher.
Yeah, we were on Stitcher. That's why. That's why I was so freaking hilarious. Oh my! Will T's not here. He would usually say this. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Kill me with that.
Here's what we have on tap. We'll talk about last week's Skins preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Skins losing to the Bengals 23-13. We'll preview the Skins rehearsal preseason game against Ray's Atlanta Falcons. And finally, that's real talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, last week the Skins lost to the Bengals 23-13. Dwayne Haskins threw for 114 yards, including a 55-yard touchdown pass to wide receiver Robert Davis Jr. Your thoughts on the rookie's play?
I don't think he's ready to start just yet. Mm-hmm. I believe Joe Theismann, somewhere around the third quarter, he highlighted that Jay Gruden is putting Dwayne Haskins in a position to get the ball out quickly.
Yeah.
So right now they're tailoring the offense to him because, of course, he does not have that field awareness yet that he should, being that this is only, his second preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
He missed a couple throws. He had just missed Davis. Was it the play before?
Davis should have caught that. You talking about the high pass?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Davis could have still caught that.
I still think he missed on that. And then he missed.
I mean, he didn't get it where he wanted to be.
He missed Sims on the sideline also where – I felt as though at Ohio State he made that throw 9 times out of 10.
Mm.
So I believe that he needs to grow as far as his learning the playbook, as far as field awareness, as far as reading defenses, and watching an experienced veteran who does get the ball out quickly will help him in the long run. Again, you know he's the future. Mm-hmm. And he should know that. I believe he's secure in that. But the thing that is great about him, and I loved him since high school, is
you've seen this kid play.
He's always striving to get better. Uh-huh. If you watched him against Penn State last year, to me, that was his coming out party. Where on a national level, he told the world, I've been doing this since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm built for this. Mm-hmm. Because you go to Penn State, that environment, you got McSorley on the other side, who's up in Baltimore now. That would be great to see. Well, they will play against each other possibly in that fourth preseason game.
Yeah.
But anyway,
mm-hmm.
you go into that environment, Penn State was playing so good. Penn State had them by double digits, and they come back and win. And like I said, he pounded his chest, said, I'm built for this. People don't know, but I've been doing this since Pop Warner. And I said, this is the guy that I saw at Bullets, and I'm like, you know what? He's going to be a star. I called you right away. Like, we got to get this dude on the show back then. Because at the time, he was committing to Maryland. I'm like, you know what? This guy's going to be a star. It'll be great for Maryland to have him. Obviously, he didn't go and become a Terrapin, but still. I believe watching Case Keenum will benefit him. And maybe midway through the season, we can say he's ready to take over. But also, your offensive line has to show more before you put that young man out there.
Yeah, I mean, I was at the game, and I'm with you. I don't think he's ready. It's not because I don't think he's accurate. I think he's accurate enough. My only issue with Dwayne Haskins is that he's processing things a little quickly. He's a rookie. You know, it is what it is. I said this last week. He's a rookie, so processing things, holding the ball too long, those are things I think that, you know, he needs to work on with Jay's system. I don't even think Jay has tailored this system enough for Dwayne Haskins. That's the issue when you see Jay Gruden over the years, is that he doesn't tailor his offense for his quarterback. It's Jay's system. It's always Jay's system. You have to understand the terminology of Jay's system. You saw with Kirk Cousins, he just got used to the system. Robert Griffin III, same thing. He had to get used to Jay's system. Jay's about his system. It's not like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, or say, who's the coach in Philadelphia? I'm sorry, I'm having a moment. The head coach in Philadelphia.
Currently?
Huh? Yeah, currently. I mean, currently. The dude who won the Super Bowl.
Johnson?
No.
No. Shoot, you got me. I can see him in my head.
I can see him in my head. Whatever. Like that coach, he tailored everything for Carson Wentz. You look at coaches like that, and all right, you know, they tailor their offense for their young quarterback. Same with what the Arizona Cardinals are doing with Murray. Jay doesn't do that. So Haskins is going to have to learn Jay's system, and I don't think throwing them in early is something they need to do. Yeah, Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson. I didn't even look it up. I tried to Google it, and I Googled it. Yeah.
So, but I'm with you, though. I mean, but at the end of the day, I think he played. He was good. He was solid. He wasn't great. I mean, his stat line isn't horrible, but he wasn't great in any stretch of the imagination. Like you said, Ray, though, like you watched him play prior to college. You saw him, I mean, in high school, you heard about the kid. When you watch him, his arm talent is amazing. I think that blows out everybody.
That's the thing that separates him from Keenum, is Keenum does not have the deep ball that Dwayne Haskins does. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's what separates him. But again, I feel as though he'll benefit from being able to play behind a veteran, again, who already has that experience and the field awareness and has that presence in the pocket that he's hoping to develop. And I believe he will over time. But we don't want to rush him. And then he's got to have somebody block for him as well. So I'm looking at the future with Dwayne Haskins. I'm not even judging him off of these couple of games. Now, one of the things that's hurting him right now, I think, as far as public perception goes, is Daniel Jones in New York playing pretty well when Dwayne Haskins was he was thought to be the top pick for the Giants, but they took the guy from Duke that wasn't Zion Williamson. And a lot of criticism for them, but he's played well so far.
Yeah.
And I think that's hurt Dwayne Haskins' stock.
You think
a bit.
So? Yeah, no, because one's talking about that, though.
I say on a national scale, not really,
not even nationally. They're not talking about it. People that's more on Eli. No one's comparing the two. No one's saying like, well, the Redskins messed up by not, or I mean, the Giants did right by not picking Haskins. It's more like,
I don't know what you watch, but it immediately came up that the Redskins bluffed and told the Giants, we're going to take Daniel Jones at 15.
That
immediately came up as soon as Daniel Jones started playing well. I'm telling you.
I'm watching the same. It's not like a national big-time storyline because there's so many other things
I won't debate that. But what I will say is Jay Gruden is going to have to learn how to make adjustments at some point, because he's so confident in his system that he feels like even if I plug Colt McCoy in, he knows the system, he knows the terminology, and he can ball, but that hasn't worked out for him. Also, when it comes to Kirk Cousins, it can be debated that Sean McVay had just as much to do with his success
as
coach.
Yeah.
So, you know, thinking that your system is just going to work for whoever you plug in there is asinine, considering the results that you've gotten thus far.
Yeah.
And the team hasn't benefited from it. And again, I always say this on the show, he's thought to be a quarterback guru, right?
Yeah.
Andy Dalton is somebody everybody brings up when you think of him synonymously with Jay Gruden. Mm-hmm. Nah, dog.
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. On Twitter, our homie George tweeted, I am not sure Simba is that far from being ready. I just don't want him to play behind an offensive line that doesn't have Trent Williams playing in it. When you look at, this is my thing, we're comparing Dwayne Haskins to, if Colt McCoy was healthy, Colt McCoy and Case Keenum to me, talent wise, Dwayne Haskins is just as good as those dudes. If you want to start the other individuals, it's because of quote unquote experience or whatever. But if you're looking at straight talent, yeah, Dwayne Haskins is better. And I'm talking about talent, not just because he can throw the ball farthest. I think Dwayne Haskins is just as accurate or even more accurate than those two quarterbacks, period, too. So it's not just he can throw the ball far. He is accurate enough. He's more accurate than those quarterbacks, too. It's just knowing the system or whatever. Case Keem doesn't even know the system thoroughly anyway. But
he gets the ball out quick.
He does. To a certain extent.
I'm concerned about the offensive line. Like I said, even Morgan Moses is not playing well. Sean Laval looked terrible in that game.
Sean Laval's not on the team.
He's not?
Yeah.
Oh, who's 77 now then?
77 is Eric Flowers.
There we go. He looked bad. My bad.
No. Moses looks okay. Moses didn't look bad.
I didn't think he looked.
Yeah. No, he wasn't bad. Moses wasn't bad.
I didn't say bad, but did he look good?
Yeah, he was good. It was all the left side, man. It wasn't the right side.
Okay.
It was
side. So I got Eric Flowers side right
there.
Yeah,
you did right. Okay. Eric Flowers and Christian. Christian was horrible. Christian who's taking Trent's spot right now. It was the rookie last year out of Louisville.
I'm just listening to you because I'm just looking as a whole. Like they don't get a whole lot of they don't get a whole lot of push.
They need Trent
for the run game.
Well, you know,
and they don't get any. They don't protect the quarterback, of course.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, AP AP's AP. AP looked good in his short stint. AP had 31 yards early, so AP looked good. He averaged 7.8 yards a carry, so AP looked good. You know. It's not the running's not the issue. I don't think that's going to be right now. Right now, it's not an issue with the right side. I can't speak for the left side. With the right side, the issue is going to be when depending on who they play. So for instance, if week one, we'll talk about that later. But week one, when they play the Eagles, that's going to be an issue because the Eagles have a physical front seven. But the issue is that left side. Trent, if Christian is going to start, if Flowers is going to start. They're better off starting a young kid, Wes Martin. Wes Martin out of Indiana. That kid looked good with the second unit. He should be playing. He should be starting left guard. Shouldn't be Eric Flowers. But
yeah, Eric Flowers was horrible.
He's horrible. He was always horrible.
Again, I just saw 77. I'm like, dude, he's not blocking. You know what I mean? Because honestly, I was listening to the broadcast, but I turned it down. Joe Theismann is overly biased for me, for my life.
Always, bro.
Overly biased. To where everybody looks good in his eyes.
He's a homer though. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying I dislike him. You know, I'm not trying to be critical of what he's achieved, even in the media, but I'm just saying it just gets to be too much for me. You know what I mean? So I was watching, I was trying to hear formulate my own opinions as opposed
that's
to, but I did hear him talk about Haskins and how, but again, hey, when he said this, he said, Jay is doing such a great job with Haskins, putting him in position. And again, this is his
man,
words.
I pray about, man, yeah. Man, the press box is totally different, man.
Oh yeah. I know. I've been in the press box,
yeah, you've
but
been there, man.
I'm not so,
yeah.
I'm not even so, press to be up there either, considering some of the guys that sit there too. So,
we'll talk about it off air. But this was the best experience I had. Now, I'm with you. I'm gonna tell you why I was.
The
like
last the time I was there was when the Cowboys came to town, and it's always a cool environment with them because like Calvin Hill sat with us and a couple other guys that are in the mainstream media as well.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. My boy Ray G's and Wally. Safety Monte Nicholson had a 96-yard pick six on the Bengals' first drive. You can hate all you want to. What were your thoughts on the Skins'
How
defense as a whole? Like, the
No. Only reason I said because. How did the Bengals get down there?
Oh, penalties. Josh Norman, man.
Josh Norman had back-to-back penalties.
That was
right?
A bad one, though. That wasn't a good one. That was a bad penalty, though. That was a bad call.
Oh, which one?
The personal foul hit.
There were several bad calls. That game.
I know.
several bad calls. But I'm just saying, I feel as though, first of all, before I get to the penalties.
Yeah.
I know Joe Mixon didn't break any big runs, but the holes were wide open for him. So I was concerned about that. You weren't really paying attention.
I couldn't
that's
see it from
the
my
TV bed. Helps
yeah,
out.
That's
exactly.
What TV helps out. That when TV helps out.
Now, so, again, he didn't break any long runs because the tackling was halfway decent, if you ask me.
They got speed. They have more speed. They have more speed than they used to have.
But, again, running the football. Now, the Bengals had some penalties that negated some of his runs, too.
Yeah, that holding.
But you had three penalties in that drive. Again, one egregious one that – put the Bengals in position to score in the first place. Mm-hmm. So I feel as though they had to make up, them being the defense, had to make up for the penalties by getting that turnover.
Yeah.
It was great. It was Payne that got a hand on the ball, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So to me, the defense did what they were supposed to do to get their team out of a hole that, to me, they created. Bad call or not, you had two other penalties on that drive again that put you in a bad position.
No, I'm with you. I think the defense, from my vantage point, I'm not going to say the defense was lights out. I'm not going to say that.
Heck no.
I thought it was good, but I think that to me, the defense was good. I'm talking about the first string defense was good. You're talking about
penalties. They weren't out there long enough for me to like formulate penalties, too much.
I mean, penalties.
No, the run defense didn't look good, which is going to be critical. Well, we'll see what happens with Zeke. But anyway,
I don't think the run defense is horrible. Again, my vantage point was different, so I can't really dice. You saw it on TV.
You can't say they were horrible because, again, Joe Mixon didn't play that long. But again, from what I was looking at, I'm like, if these holes exist when the regular season starts, they're going to be in trouble.
Depending on what running backs you're playing against.
That's true, too.
You know what I mean?
But I also said, if he had a full game's worth of work, you don't know.
You don't know. Like, you just, I mean.
It's hard to tell.
Like, I mean, I had issues with the penalty. Like, they were better. I graded them off of, they were better than they were last week in terms of showing aggression. It was all about aggression to me. I didn't, you know, if you're going to fail, I'd rather you fail being aggressive. I will say this. I've said this before. If this defense fails, it's going to be on Minuski because the talent is there. We're like, year for years, we were like, they don't have talent. I mean, they don't have talent. Why are we judging the DC, you know, defensive coordinator? They have the talent now to be a good defense. You see them boys in Baltimore? I'm always going to say this. Them boys in Baltimore, the talent isn't off the chain. They lost so many players, so many talented players. It's about the mentality and it's about the brand. B-more has the brand of how they play defense and how they play it. The first preseason game, nobody scored. I'm talking about Bammers who aren't going to make the team, period. Still playing lockdown defense. Like, it's a mentality how you play defense. And I think, you know, for me, Minuski has to have that mentality when he coach these young boys, especially some of the talent they do have.
The biggest takeaway for me was the tackling was better.
Yeah, it was better.
I still feel like, as a whole, not just the first string, but as a whole, the tight end, they don't cover the tight end well.
Oh no, they cover the tight end. That my van. So my van. So that I can't see. I saw
the whole game.
I'm talking about the starters.
No, I just sit. That's why. That's why.
To your point,
because that falls on the D coordinator as well.
Yeah, but see on that aspect, the guys that are going to make the team didn't play. The guys you're referring to. So Deion Hamilton didn't play. Holcomb from North Carolina didn't play. Those two are going to be the inside linebackers in that group. The other guys probably won't make the team.
I was replying to what you said, a mentality, right?
Yeah, it's a mentality, though. You're right, though.
No,
you're right.
Guys you plug in, no, I don't think the tight end should be wide open.
No. I'm not going to argue.
Or should
I agree.
Be to eat observe. Maybe
no,
I'm wrong.
No, I know what you're saying, and you're correct, because it's the same thing I saw against the Cleveland Browns. That first drive, everybody was running free, was running wide open. I know it's a preseason game, but again, it's a mentality. You shouldn't have people running wide open.
Oh yeah, just like your offense only had eight plays in the first quarter.
Yeah,
which is terrible.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't know what are we gonna ask me next? My bad. Before I jump ahead,
go ahead. You can jump in
because I feel as though the most disappointment on the team for me, or I guess what I was disappointed in the most, if I'm saying that right,
you're right.
Is special teams.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Like, right off the jump, first of all, you allow the Bengals to have a return all the way to like your 40.
Yeah, the bat.
Yeah, and then obviously the miss extra point, another missed field goal.
Yeah,
and then was it a punt return?
Punt return.
So special teams was the worst unit overall.
Yeah, that was horrible.
That has to be fixed.
That has to be fixed ASAP because you're not going to be a dominant offense. You're hoping to lean on your defense. So you know that in football, if you're not going to have the greatest offense in the world, your defense, your running game has to be the thing
and
that keeps you afloat.
And you have arguably the best punter in the league.
Exactly. So you better clean that up if you want to compete for a postseason spot. You mentioned some of the low moments for this team. I think high moments, you look at that game. I like Robert. I'm going to keep talking about this kid, Robert Davis Jr., the guy who did catch the touchdown pass with Dwayne Haskins. The dude blew his whole leg out, tore his whole leg up, And for the last 2 weeks, he's had touchdown catches. That's impressive to me. You know what I mean?
I like Jeremy Sprinkle, to be honest.
No, he looked good. He looked good, too.
Really
good.
I feel as though when Vernon Davis is done, he's going to fill in nicely. And you don't know what Jordan Reed's future looks like in terms of injuries.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's going to be a great addition to the team. I also felt like Keenum threw a nice ball to Cam Sims. Obviously, it was called back. Mm-hmm. But that would have been – well, it would have been a touchdown. That would have been down to the one – no, what? It was a touchdown, wasn't it? It was a touchdown called back.
Was it? I don't
Cam
remember.
Sims, I believe he dove in the end zone.
They called it back. Yeah, they said it was a call.
That was a nice play that, again, would have changed the momentum of the game as well. So those are the bright spots, in my opinion. Jimmy Moreland is obviously a guy that everybody loves. And rightfully so. He's the most right now consistent as far as DBs go.
I didn't think he was that special last game. Like, his first game was off the charts. I thought he was okay. I didn't think he was special. I think Josh Norman wasn't bad. He just had them bad penalties.
He's inconsistent.
In preseason, he's barely. I'm talking about preseason, bro.
In general.
Jimmy Moreland's a preseason. This is a preseason.
That's true. But hey, listen. A lot of the talk about Jimmy Moreland came out of training camp.
Killing the camp. He killed the camp when I was there.
The receiver, Ohio State, is it McLaurin?
McLaurin has not even played yet.
Right, he hasn't played yet.
And everybody's saying
he's been. And he's been the same. If Jimmy Moreland has been the top name coming out of training camp, he's had it been like a close number two in terms of hype surrounding his name.
Bro, you're right.
I'm just saying, we fell into this training camp hype before.
I know, but I haven't. I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. The only person I feel the vibe with is Jimmy Moreland. That's it. Everybody else, they're not going to get me. They are not. They will not get me. I heard it all about the defense too. When I saw against Cleveland, I was like, I'm not impressed.
Here's the thing.
It should be better.
If we will not buy into that hype, then we cannot overly criticize a guy like Colt McCoy, who we said didn't throw the ball well in camp, or whoever we feel like doesn't play well in camp.
You're throwing the ball. If you ain't throwing it right.
See, it's a double standard.
It is.
Now, again, I'm not buying into the hype because I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
I've been living with this since Jason Campbell.
Shows no emotion.
I'm not gonna go there, but I'm just saying, I've been to training camp before where, oh man, Portis looks so lean and Jason Campbell just hitting Santana on the stride. Look at D'Angelo Hall. And then the season starts, it's like, whoa, like, bro, where's the offense? So let's see what happens. And let's also see how healthy this team can be this season, because injuries decimated them last year, and that's been an ongoing issue. Which not only we have criticized, but also former players.
No doubt. The Skins have raised Falcons next. We'll discuss that after the break. You listen to All Skins Everything for ages. You dig? Deuces.
96.9 FM.
Listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your hosts are Ray Jeezy and myself, Wally. Will T is out. First off, should Dwayne Haskins get work with the first unit?
Yes, especially if you're still evaluating who's going to be your starter. The consensus is Keenum is going to be your starter, could it hurt? Why can't you get a sample of what this could potentially look like against a guy in Dan Quinn who prides himself on defense? The Falcons have a lot of injuries, or a lot of guys recovering from injuries, such as Keanu Neal and Ricardo Allen, two of your top players who you lost early last season.
Yeah.
But you also are bringing back guys who are looking to you know, earn their money. Grady Jarrett got paid. Yeah. You say you weren't impressed with him, but he's been balling so far this preseason. He's a guy in the middle that can make a push. He can test a guy like Dwayne Haskins. Also, Vic Beasley. This is his career year as far as – or contract year.
Career. It's that bag year. That's what I call it. The bag year.
He has not developed into the pass rusher, consistent pass rusher, that Atlanta was thinking he would. They thought he was going to be the heir apparent to John Abraham. It just hasn't happened yet. So you got guys hungry on Atlanta's defense. Trufant, best corner in the NFC South, I'll say, in my opinion. I'm biased, though. You know that. But yeah. –
I don't know who's in the South. I'm trying to think. Who's in the South?
What teams?
Yeah, you have the Panthers,
the Saints, and the Buccaneers.
Oh no, everyone thinks that the kid. Everyone loves the kid from New Orleans.
Again, I said in my opinion.
I know Lattimore. So I mean, people say Lattimore would be the best quarterback.
Nah,
I'm just being real.
He's overrated, and maybe that's
bro. I'm a Michigan dude. You know, I don't care for Ohio State. I'm just saying that's what folks say, not me. I don't like Lattimore.
Again, Atlanta's pass rush is not the best, so you should be able to keep your quarterback upright, and that's a perfect time to play Dwayne Haskins.
Well, I think it's still if you're gonna start Christian or Eric Flowers, I mean Beasley is a test for Christian because he's a speed rusher, and I just think that's always gonna be a challenge, and that's good for Dwayne Haskins if he's gonna play with the first unit. But I'm with you, Ray. Why not give him some work? Like why not? Like why not have him throw the ball to a Dotson or throw the ball to a Jordan Reed if he plays, or hand the ball off to Adrian Peterson? As, you know, you should have a good idea what Case Keenum can do. He's a vet. Give him some work, you know, because you never – Jay was in a situation last year where everybody went down. So give the kid some confidence.
Well, Atlanta's going to play Deion Jones, who, again, he got paid to. Dan Quinn feels like Deion Jones is the best middle linebacker in the league. He's crazy, but he feels that way. And if you feel as though a guy is that good
– he's fast, though.
Oh, Deion Jones is a beast. I'm just saying, I don't know if he's the best middle linebacker in the league.
I like Luke Kuechly. That's
a whole nother argument. But anyway, but he is one of the top guys. You will agree at that position. So again, it's just another way to develop your young quarterback.
It's a great test. It's a great test. My man Taj Wilson on Twitter at TajWilson414. He tweeted about Dwayne Haskins if he should get some burn with the ones. Yep, none of the other quarterbacks have done anything to say that he shouldn't. No, again, I agree. Case Keenum hasn't done anything special. Colt McCoy won't play because he's injured. And don't you feel bad for Colt? That leg injury he had last year, it's still hindering him.
Well, you feel bad because he's such a good guy. No, honestly.
Yeah, real
he's
talk.
A high character guy. I loved him at Texas. All of us did. He's been everything you want in a backup quarterback. He's Jason Garrett. He's a coach on the side. I'm
so
serious.
So true.
He's Jason Garrett. But at the same time, you know, his production on the field is not equal to what value Jay has placed on
him. No, I'm with you.
So you feel bad for him personally because he's such a nice guy. But then again, you want to give your young top pick some work.
So who for the Skins needs a good showing, in your opinion?
Well, I know that the fan base is high on Jimmy Moreland, but he's going to have a great test this week in Calvin Ridley. You and I were arguing about this before.
I like Calvin Ridley.
Julio ain't playing, so what?
He probably won't play against Calvin Ridley.
Only reason I wanted Julio to play is because Josh Norman has this fictitious belief that he's been the only person that could stop Julio in his career, which is ridiculous.
It goes back to Carolina, right?
Yeah, it does. Not obviously in a Redskins jersey, because last year Julio ate against y'all. He scored his first touchdown against
the
Redskins. But anyway,
you already know the amount of respect I have for Julio Jones. I think he's the best wide receiver in football. So continue and don't make it an all Atlanta thing. Continue.
I'm not. Jimmy Moreland. That's gonna be a good testament because as we talked about beforehand, Calvin really runs great routes.
Yeah.
Also, are you gonna be able to stop the Falcons run attack, which is a three-headed monster, believe it or not, if you include Ito Smith. So
who?
Ito Smith is
I don't know what that is. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Screw you. But here's the thing.
Is Sean Dion Hamilton
playing this game?
He may not. He may not. Go ahead.
But who on the Redskins outside of Jimmy Moreland, who again he's got a lot of hype, but this is gonna be his best test.
Yeah.
Can we agree?
Yeah. In that regard.
And then your offensive line and your defensive line. Both O-line and D-line need to have a good showing in this game going against one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And then you have to protect your guy against, again, a team that does not rush the quarterback well. So I expect them to have better showings, both lines, especially offensive line. If I had to put more faith in somebody, it would be the D-line, of course. But the offensive line, this is your chance to show that you can compete against a top team, and you're going to play longer.
I think Eric Flowers is a guy who needs to show out. Christian, we mentioned that. Those are the guys have been okay. I'm talking about, I'm being real. No, I'm really breaking it down because it needs to be broken down. Like Flowers and Christian need to produce. In terms of the defense, I think that you mentioned if Sean Deion Hamden plays, I think he has to play better. We have a short sample size of what he did last season. He has to play better. In terms of the offense, going back to wide receiver, I think Josh Dawson has to show you something, to be honest with you.
That's always the case.
Yeah, but he hasn't done anything. He didn't play his first game. He got a couple passes thrown his way against the Bengals. This is a full half. He has to show something, like show something, like show that, you know what, this is my contract year. I'm about that bag. We heard, like you talk about camp, he looked great in camp for what I heard and what I saw. He looked great in camp. We heard a lot of talk about that camp talk. There go that camp talk. It's time to show out, though. See, this is what it is. You got an opportunity to match what everybody's talking about. Atlanta is a good test. Ray just mentioned that they have good cornerbacks. They got Trufant, who's probably the best cornerback in the South. It's time to show out. You're going to get an opportunity to go against one of the young, better cornerbacks in football. Show out. That's my thing. It's like, now there's an opportunity. You're playing against a good – and then you're playing against the Atlanta Falcons offense with Matt Ryan. Regardless of what people may say about Matt Ryan or anything, he's still one of the top quarterbacks in this league. He's not top five, but he's still one of the top quarterbacks in this league. I'm not knock. It's not a knock. It's being real.
It's okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a knock
it's
at all.
It's all because of Bill Belichick.
You know what I'm saying?
If they didn't blow that league, he's a top five quarterback.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Aaron Rodgers got one.
No. I agree. I agree with you. I agree with you, right? But so here's an opportunity to have one of the more respected quarterbacks in the league. I think that's better stated. You now have, as a defense, your secondary has to show out. Now you're going to be tested. Jimmy Moreland, not just Jimmy Moreland, Dunbar, Norman, you are now tested. Inside linebackers, you're now tested against the tight ends and in the running backs because they do catch the ball at the backfield. You're tested. Now this is an opportunity to see what Greg Minuski, that's the dude who needs to show out, show the Redskins fan base who's already dwindling that this defense is for real and they're not all hype from training camp talk or whatnot.
And this is a team in Atlanta that put up 38 against you last year in your house.
Yeah.
Now you're going into their house, hostile environment. Go ball, man. You have nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose at all.
So you're right in the sense that it's going to be on the coaches.
Yeah.
If your guys aren't prepared, aren't ready, they're not geared up for the preseason game that to me matters the most because of the fact that the starters play longer, bruh, something's wrong. And this is what criticism has come out of the Redskins locker room in the past is the coaches don't motivate their guys. DJ Swearing just said it over and over again.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. All right. It's time to close this segment up.
Falcons win.
I don't care about now. It's just a preseason. You don't stop that crap. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Herb Sports Scene. See you after the break.
Millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career, this isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write, cause I ain't got time. Cause my seconds, minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper, sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Pop it, tell the coppers, ha 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 ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like Ovo Redenbacher. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian bitch with long hair, with coconut every year, like smoking the thinnest air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crackers see me. Like, look at that beastie, he's a beast, he's a dog. motherfucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a goblin? Nothing, nothing. You ain't scaring nothing. On some freaking bullshit. Call him Dennis Rodman. Call me with your own. Call me on my sidekick. Never answer when it's private. Damn, I hate a shy chick. Don't you hate a shy chick? Had a plate of shy chicks. She ain't shy no more. She changed her name to my chick. Yeah, boy, that's my girl. And she pops excellent up in Wayne's World. And it ain't tricking if you got it. But you like a bitch with no air. You ain't got shit. Motherfucker, I'm ill, not sick. And I'm okay, but my watch sick. Yeah, my drop sick. Yeah, my clock.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here, my boy Ray Jeezy. Will T's out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Stitcher, which Will T does not know about, iTunes, and Google Play. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. It's about that time. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a voice message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll play your message or read the tweets or Facebook comments on the show. Here's the topic. The initial topic, should Dwayne Haskins get some work with the ones against Atlanta Falcons? Adam on Facebook posted he should get the first quarter at a minimum, but we know it'll be case until late in the second, early third quarter.
I agree.
Yeah, I think I agree with that too.
My bad.
I agree with you too. It's easy. Yeah. I agree with you too. It's not that complicated. He's not going to start with the one.
Hey, big ups to Adam.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Appreciate you being on the show too as well. My man Cornelius on Facebook commented and said, sure, why not? He'll be in there by week 5 anyway. They'll start 1-3 or 0-4, and everybody will be screaming for a quarterback change. Prediction by Cornelius.
Like I said, I don't have any thoughts really of beyond what folks are saying because it's preseason. I'm
preseason,
just being real.
I feel you.
I appreciate the passion though that you all put in. But you know, this week is the Falcons, so I can't really, I can't really say too much. I've already said enough.
My man Tony Living on Twitter, on Facebook, but on Twitter he is at T Living.
Oh yeah,
that dude supports us, but he's wild, bro. That keeps talking about this fish. Smithson, dude.
He's been doing that for years.
I know. He needs to stop because dude doesn't have a job. I know you support your mans and everything, but stop it. He's not the best safety ever. He posted, no, let him learn for a year, then give him the ball.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, we talking about for this game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for this game.
But yeah,
we talking about this game, bro.
Not a game.
We talk about this game. Another topic that we put out there on Twitter is that who should show out against. We don't. That's the wrong one. No, that's about it. That's not the right one. That's about it. But to Dwayne Haskins, I think the overall consensus is though about starting. I mean, not starting. About playing with the ones is that one. It won't happen. We don't expect it to happen. But should he? Why not?
Yeah, I believe it could be beneficial for him. I don't think Jay's going to do it. I think Jay has his mind made up. He just hasn't announced it yet, so to speak.
Yeah.
So
it's Case.
I don't see
it. It ain't Colt and poor Colt.
Like I said, I think Case gets the ball out fast. I think that Haskins can learn from him. And you know what? He has had some success. Last season was a down year for him. He's with a coach that, again, is known for developing quarterbacks, so to speak.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Anyway,
let's see if he'll have some momentum on his side.
We'll see. Thank you all for listening to All Skins Everything with Urban Sports Scene. We appreciate you all. Continue to listen to us. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Hit us up on Stitcher, which Will T doesn't know about. And also Google Play, man. We appreciate it.
The word is everything, by the way, guys. We apologize.
No, it's everything, man. Everything.
That's when we do a disservice to the culture. But it's okay. Diane Cheeseborough loves it.
Everybody loves it.
She loves it, I'm down with it.
Yeah, everybody loves it. We got the football garbage time. Folks love it, man. Ray, I told you his name is it's hitting, man. It's a classic.
If you go into a job and you say everything I've done to this point makes me qualify, then you're not gonna get hired.
You're that's probably wrong, man. And if you do that, something's wrong with you anyway. And that's real talk.
All right.
Hey man, we appreciate you all, like I said. Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. Hopewell, Virginia for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey man, can lead us out, big
homie. Hey, Glenn, you're really short, bro. To the swag.